scientist, welcoming everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University, a weekly webinar program for Citizens Climate Lobby volunteers like you and I to help us all be more empowered climate advocates. But tonight we're in luck because we're going to jump right into the 2019 updates to the June meeting analysis. And to get us there, our wonderful speaker for this evening is none other than CCL's legislative assistant, Adeline DeYoung. Adeline has been with Citizens Climate Lobby since starting as an intern at CCL headquarters in January of 2015. She now works in our DC office as CCL's legislative assistant, and her work focuses on tracking and researching pertinent legislation, meeting with congressional offices and NGOs, and advocating for CCL policies goals. So she is a wonderful speaker for this very topic. And with that, I will pass it to her to tee us up for our agenda and our learning goals before launching right in. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Adeline.
Great. Thank you so much, Brett. So I've got our three learning goals here. The first being to understand the process behind how the June meeting analysis is created, as well as its strengths and limitations. Second is to utilize communities' frequently raised topics resource to understand top issues related to climate expressed by both parties in Congress. And three, to communicate key findings from our June analysis with your members of Congress and the larger public. All right, so here's our agenda for tonight. We're gonna go over how this analysis was done. We're gonna go over the frequently raised topics, the top issues for each party. We're going to go a little deep dive and interpret these topics, and we're also going to assess our engagement. So before I get started, there's a couple things I want to cover. I'm sure you're all wondering why Danny isn't doing the presentation since he's presented the June analysis in the past. Well, this fall is very special for Danny because he's about to have his second child and his first baby boy. So since Danny's wife is due soon, we thought it would be best to have someone else take on the June analysis presentation and other conference presentations in case he has to leave for paternity leave. The second thing I want to cover before I start is you may have all noticed that this is the November Lobby Day. It's usually called November Education Day. The reason that this changed is this is the first year that we have a bill during our November Lobby Day. So unlike past years, the June analysis I'm about to go over, it's not going to be the meat of our meetings this November. Our primary job is going to be our primary ask, which is to support HR 763 in the House and to make climate a bridge, not wedge issue in the Senate. We also have five different supporting asks for you to look through, and they're all bipartisan climate bills we view as complementary to a carbon price. So we're still going over the June analysis. You'll still be getting a front and back two-pager on the June analysis in your folders at registration. And this data is all still super valuable and something that no other group brings to Congress. So we welcome you to use it in your meetings, but to do so as you see fit. So on that note, let's get into the analysis. So we're going to start with how this was done. So this year, for the first time, Danny actually had help with the analysis. And I really don't know how he ever did it by himself because it was so much work. So the preparation for this analysis actually started last fall. That's when Danny started training Taylor Krause and I to help him with this analysis. So to start off with, we went through the 2018 June analysis. We saw how mine and Taylor's analyses matched up with Danny's. After we did that, we started going through the November notes, which had never been done before. So we did an analysis on almost the entire set of November lobby notes. And we were doing this meeting almost every week to go over things together up until the June conference. So you can have full confidence that Taylor and I are completely mind melded with Danny on these June notes. So yeah, after practicing all for all of that, we finally felt that we were ready to start on the June 2019 analysis. So let's get into what happened after lobby day in June. So there were three stages. First, there is centralization and simplification of the note stage. Second, there was careful reading, category determination, and counting. And lastly, there's the analysis. For stage one, we want to acknowledge Tony Cerna, who helped pull out all of the notes that you all submitted and put them into a nice clean spreadsheet for us to work off of. And also big thanks to our interns this summer, Sebastian Young and Gabriel Guto, who went through the notes and took out minor details that are useful for you, but not necessarily useful for our analysis. So relationship building things like hometowns or where the staffer went to college and things that are really important for you to be able to look back on in your notes, but things that we just don't really need for the legislative analysis. And to make it as least reading as possible, we took out some of that extra fluff. All right, so let's look at what this spreadsheet looks like. So this is an example of the top of the spreadsheet. We have the member of Congress name, their party, what if they're in any committees of jurisdiction, if it was a meeting with the Senate staff, it was a meeting with the senator, the highest rank of the person in the meeting. So any information that might come up might be relevant. We've got in that spreadsheet, thanks to Tony. All right, and then this is an example of what we're actually looking for in the notes, what we're pulling out of. So on the top left in the green circle, you can see our rankings for Democrats and Republicans. So tiers were used to rank only Republican offices. Tier one ranking was given to offices indicating clear and genuine interest in our proposal. Tier two to offices who are quiet, interest unclear. And tier three to offices who are clearly uninterested or hostile to our lobbyists. And we also rank Democrats one, two, or three, but using different guidelines. So offices deemed active or one demonstrate energy and engagement trying to solve the problem of climate change. Passive offices, aka two, are not currently active on climate, but nor are they particularly pessimistic. And jaded offices, a three, are demonstrate bitterness towards Republicans or general hopelessness about getting anything done. So as a result, they might come off sort of hostile towards our volunteers. And you can note that active and jaded are not necessarily mutually exclusive, but we picked one. And lastly, if the notes are too vague to make a determination, the notes are too short, we'll give offices a four rather than trying to guess. So these rankings are by far the most subjective part of the process, and also the part we spent the most time trying to get right between the three of us when Danny was training Taylor and I. So after the rankings to the right, the rest of the spreadsheet, we have different topics we tracked. So there were actually 77 topics this year that we were tracking, which if you think sounds like a lot, you were exactly right. It took forever. But it was worth it. We've got, so this is just a small sample of them. And these numbers that you see underneath it, this is a code for how we track them. So let me explain that for you. So a one was if the topic was raised as a concern, a two as a question, three as a suggested focus, four as an interest, and five as a comment or other, usually a statement of fact, or the context in which it was raised was unclear. And so another note, we only track a topic if the office brought it up or if they ran with it after it was brought up by a volunteer. So say a volunteer mentions the dividend part of the proposal and the notes indicated that the staffer nodded in understanding. That's not something we would track. That's not enough. But if a volunteer brings up the dividend and the staffer asks a follow-up question, then we would definitely track that. Even though it wasn't the office was the one that originally raised the topic. All right, some notes of caution. The meetings vary in length and content. It's not as if the meeting notes are uniform. Some have over 1,200 words, some have fewer than 40. And the quality of the notes really varies as well, although every year they really get better. And there's also very little review on these. So Danny, Taylor, and I would occasionally sit down together probably once every week or two and review one set of notes each, but this takes a lot of time and was mostly just to make sure we're all still on the same page. There's just simply no way we could have reviewed every single set of notes. And also, Danny trained us, Danny started doing this himself. We're not formally trained researchers, but we're doing our best. All right, so let's get into the analysis. So you're gonna be getting, if you're going to the November conference, a two-pager, so one piece of paper front and back, with information on the June analysis. And this is available now on Community for you to check out. So this page on the front is gonna have the top topics that came up, and on the back, and I'll go over both of these, on the back it'll show how our data on these topics has changed over the years. So this will be printed out for you and put in your folders at registration. So here's a quick review. This is what the front is going to look like, and I'll go over all of this in larger font, don't worry. And this is the back. All right, So let's get into both of these. Okay, frequently raised topics by each party. So these are the most frequently raised topic areas this year in June of 2019. So dividend was the number one topic, followed by border, endorsers, the Green New Deal, bipartisanship, and low-income individuals. And so on this one pager we're going to go over right now, we have talking points or CCL's responses to each of these topics. So let's go through that. So number one was the dividend. Offices were typically asking questions about dividend administration. CCL has a study on this available on our website, and it includes forms designated to be compatible with existing IRS software. So this is the exact note that is going to be on your one pager, but I just want to make a quick note further on the dividend. This resource that we have is huge. It's just really incredible resource to use when it comes to dividends. The dividend came up so many times, usually as a question. For the dividend delivery study, which is the great resource, actually only came up once in the notes, and that's a topic that we track. So it's a bummer because this resource is really incredible, and if the office has a concern about the delivery, we've already answered it. This study answers basically every question any staffer could ever think of related to the dividend, and it even goes beyond that with the 8 different forms that are compatible with existing IRS software. So Rick Knight at the conference will be going over the newly updated dividend calculator, and he's also going to touch on the dividend delivery, but I recommend anyone interested check it out on Community, and we will go over how to access those resources later on this call. All right, so moving on to the next topic, border. This was typically a concern about the competitiveness abroad. This concern misses the fact that 75% of imports to the U.S. come from countries that already have some sort of carbon price in place. Our next two topics, endorsers. CCL exists to create political will, and that involves lining up support for our policy and district. We've been busy doing that, and we value Congress's input in who we should be talking to. For GND, which is the Green New Deal, HR 763 is not part of the Green New Deal, but nor are they mutually exclusive. About half of the co-sponsors on our bill are also co-sponsors of the Green New Deal, and just as important, about half are not. And our last two topics, bipartisan. Our primary ask of all Senate offices in June and last November was to make climate a bridge issue, not a wedge issue. Staffers were interested in that approach, and we remain interested in finding a way forward on this most important issue with both parties. Low income. This topic came up almost always as a concern for low-income families or a question about how they would fare under our legislation. It is expected that about 2/3 of American households end up ahead with HR 763 weighted towards low income. And we just updated and re-released a personal carbon fee and dividend calculator that enables you to look up how you fare. So you can check it out. The link is here, and that will also be on Community. Okay, so before we get into Q&A, that wraps up the front side of the one pager. I want to go over the back side of the handout. So this is a new table. It hasn't been on our handout before, but we're pretty excited by a lot of this data. So this table shows the percentage of offices that our most frequently raised topics came up in. So for the top one, the dividend came up in 28% of offices, just an example of what that means there. I cut this table off at 9%. The one on your handout, I think, cuts off at 10, but there are just a bunch of good red ones at the bottom, so I want to include it in this slide. So how the color coding works on here is that if a box is highlighted in red, that means there's an increase in mentions of 3% or more from the previous year. If it's highlighted in blue, that means there is a decrease in mentions of 3% or more from the previous year. So what's so wildly impressive about this is how much red there is in 2019. So the simplest explanation is that having a bill out to discuss for the first time has sharpened and focused the minds of the staffers we're engaging with. You all have more concrete things to talk about, and they're coming up with wider ranging questions. So that's about it on the table. You can just really see how impressive this is. There is some blue on there, but it's all on topics like the Climate Solutions Caucus that wasn't introduced yet, or being concerned that the Climate Solutions Caucus was a cover, or one of my favorites that went down 3% was climate skepticism, had a over 3% drop and was turned blue this year. So Lots of really great trends on here. So what we were just talking about, the heat map. Before I show you the big heat map, I want to go over this color shading thing because I know a lot of people find it pretty confusing. So as I said, it's a heat map. So red means hot, blue means cold. And this can be confusing because in a lot of other instances, we use red to look at Republican and blue as Democrat, but that's not what it means here on these sheets. And so this is a little example of what the shading looks like. 10% was our midpoint. So if a topic was raised in more than 10% of offices, it'll be highlighted in red, with the color getting deeper the higher the percentage. If a topic was raised in less than 10% of offices, it will be blue, with the color getting deeper the lower the percentage. So now that we've got that down, here is our big, beautiful heat map, or at least the top when it cuts off at 10%. So as we covered before the break, this is way more topics than last year. Just way more things are getting brought up, which is awesome. So last year, I think this many topics was at 5%. So you guys are doing a really great job covering way more ground in your meetings. So as you can see here, let me just go over the top column right here. So that's all of Congress. We've got House, Senate. You can compare Republicans and Democrats right here for each topic. And then these abbreviations over here, COJ is Committees of Jurisdiction, WM is Ways and Means, EC is Energy and Commerce, and FA is Foreign Affairs. Those are all House committees for Ways and Means, Energy and Commerce, and Foreign Affairs. And FIN is for the Senate Finance Committee. When our bill is reintroduced in the Senate, that will be the Committee of Jurisdiction there. So yeah, so the COJ column is the average, like of all the rest of the committees added up together is the Committees of Jurisdiction column. But in Ways and Means, yeah, we're just taking the average of what came up just in that committee divided by the total members of that committee, same with Energy and Commerce, same with Foreign Affairs. So there's no overlap between the committees other than they are all together in the Committee of Jurisdiction column. So there's a lot of really interesting things you can gather from this heat map. Like the border adjustment came up more in Foreign Affairs than any other committee, which makes complete sense because that's what they have jurisdiction over. You can see really interesting comparisons, like energy and consumer costs was a topic that came up with 22% of Republican offices, but only 7% of Democrats. So I know you probably want to spend a lot of time looking over this beautiful data set. So we've got great news for you. It's on community and it's the whole extended table. It's every topic we tracked. It doesn't cut off at 10%. You can look at the whole entire thing. So on that note, let's go over all of the awesome resources that are up in community for you. So first thing, thank you so much to Brett for putting all of this on here. I know he worked really hard this week getting everything ready for this. There's so many useful things on community for you all to use. This is my favorite. I think it's really great. It's resources and responses to every single topic that came up in 5% or more of offices this June. So that's resources and responses for 32 different topics, all listed in order of the frequency they are brought up in meetings. So you can see here, this is just an actual screen grab from community. You would click on the link and it would pull you down to whichever topic you were interested in. We've got an example here on the dividend, our number one brought up topic. So it's got a quick explanation of the dividend delivery study as well as a link to it. And it also has two links to different laser talks related to the dividend. So administrative costs and revenue neutrality. So if you have any questions about a specific topic, I really recommend that you go to community to look for these. You can look and see, oh, I have a Republican member. This topic came up the most in those offices. So that's what I'm going to go look at in community. So really hope that this one helps you guys out. You can also track on the spreadsheet. So this shows where you can access the heat map, and there's also a few other tables in there. So this slide shows you how to get to that. I'll go over really quick what's in that spreadsheet. We've got the entire heat map. This screen grab goes a little bit lower, but it goes all the way down to a lot of topics that came up in 1 or 0% of meetings. So you can go through that whole thing. You can spend as much time on you want it. You can see the breakdowns again by House, Senate, Republican, Democrat, and all the different committees of jurisdiction. There's also the full percentage tracking table from the handout that doesn't, it goes over every topic as well. It doesn't cut off at 10%. So you can view that whole thing. And the last spreadsheet that's in there is the top 25 ranked topics of 2019 compared to where they were ranked in 2018. And it's also got the definitions just for those ones right there on the side for you to access quickly. Also in this table, we've got in the spreadsheet, we've got another tab that has an explanation of the color shading for anyone that wasn't on this call and is confused with the red and blue. So we've got a whole tab on that, as well as a tab with the definitions for every topic we tracked. So this is a huge, big resource. Hopefully it's really useful for anyone that wants to go get really nerdy with the data. It's there for you. And this is the fourth time we've shared this level of data. So we really hope this tool makes your preparation more complete, more useful, more specific, and that you can do it in less time with everything put together right there for you, thanks to Brett. Okay, so last two slides I wanna go over with you all. So this is a table that has been on some of our two pagers in the past, so we definitely wanted to talk about it. And it's on our rankings of Republicans. So a quick reminder on the tiers. Tier one ranking was given to offices indicating clear and genuine interest in our proposal. Tier two to offices who are quiet, interest unclear, and tier three to offices who are clearly uninterested or hostile to our lobbyists. So this year was actually the first year our ratio didn't improve. However, we don't consider this a loss. This is a very small number of tier three offices. It stayed exactly the same as 2018, so that's seven. Again, a very small number of uninterested or hostile offices. And what we're guessing accounted for the decrease in tier one and tier two offices is that a lot of moderate Republicans either retired or lost their elections in 2018. So we may have lost a few offices where we were having really productive meetings, but we didn't gain any offices that were hostile or uninterested. So that's overall, it's still a great success story. I mean, look at where we were in 2014 and look at where we are now. It's absolutely incredible. And also a quick word of caution on this table again, ranking is the most subjective piece of this analysis. On a mathematical formula, it's just up to the judgment of Danny, Taylor, and I. So you didn't say that your office was hostile, we did. So there's, take that into account too. So I wanna end on a really exciting note. So after getting through all of the notes together, we divide the total number of meetings by the number with a senator representative present and found that we had a member of Congress present in 24% of our meetings this June. So that's almost one in every four meetings had a member of Congress present. So just compare that with our average of 16% in June of 2018. So that's really absolutely incredible. And you know, it shows that you guys are building good relationships, your members are excited to see a bill in play, and it's just really great, a lot of great success stories coming out of the student analysis. We're really excited to do it, and I was excited to be a part of it. So if you have any further questions on the June analysis, you can go to the community forums. I would be happy to answer any further questions you have on there. Chances are, if you have a question about it, someone else does too. So go ahead and post those on the forum is the best place. That way everyone can see your question. Everyone can see our answer. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Danny, for helping with Q&A. Thank you, Brett.
Hey, thank you all for making it. We're going to make a difference on the Hill. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.